coming this morning and sharing with us. Hi, good morning. I guess we don't have all the stuff for the whole things on, but want me to hold it?
No, because there's three of us. You wouldn't be able to hold it.
Anyway, a couple of days or so ago, Grant got a hold of me, our campaign manager, and said he had had contact from Mark Reese, and he wanted to support us. And so we were happy to hear that, of course. As I watched the GOP primary as it went on, I noticed, of course, that I thought that Mark was kind of a to-the-center guy, pretty much some many respects like me. And most of you in this room have heard me say many times, we can't have it way over here at the left or way over to the right. I've got to demonstrate. You kind of got to work away and to get things done. So if you really want to get things done, that's where you need to be. Otherwise, there's just a lot of rhetoric and a lot of carrying on. I did notice that Mark was pretty steadfast that way, didn't get caught up in the political rhetoric, but shared his thoughts on how he wanted to move the nation forward. So I appreciated that, and I thought, well, if he were the candidate, he'd be kind of hard to run against because we share a lot of thoughts. But nevertheless, I had to wait for the process to take its direction, and it did. And so we're moving on. And then we received the call that he would like to support us, so I'd like to invite Mark to come forward and say whatever he wants to say. So Mark, would you like to come up and say a few words?
Good morning. It's good to see all you folks again. For those of you that followed me, most of you know that this is just not my idea of a good time. It's not something I'm comfortable with, but nonetheless, I felt it was important to step forward and support Representative Boswell in his effort to seek re-election. It is a privilege, an honor, and my pleasure to stand here with Congressman Boswell today and announce without hesitation or reservation my unsolicited support of his re-election campaign to seek to represent Iowa's 3rd District, our state, and our country in the United States House of Representatives. During the course of my primary campaign to receive the Republican nomination in this race, I was frequently asked what prompted me to run for this seat. Contrary to the stated motives of my fellow Republican challengers, it had little, if anything, to do with Representative Boswell, individual members of Congress, any particular legislation, the current administration, or the Democratic Party. Conversely, my appearance here today has everything to do with Congressman Boswell and little, if anything, to do with politics. Quite simply, I'm doing what I believe is right by choosing the best candidate to represent Iowa. Like Congressman Boswell, my sense of duty was driven by a desire to serve our state's interests, not my own interests. His lifelong record of service to this state and our country is rarely seen in politics today. His character, judgment, and integrity are without question. Like Congressman Boswell, my campaign focused on the issues that concern us, the policies that prevent us from realizing our true potential, and on achieving sustainable, common-sense solutions to bring about a stronger, healthier, safer, more secure, and brighter future for all Iowans. It was about ideas, not sound bites and cliches. We believe in civil discourse, not emotionally charged rhetoric, finger-pointing, and name-calling. Though Congressman Boswell and I have our differences, we have much in common regarding our approach to reestablishing and maintaining our economic strength and vitality. We believe that rebuilding our nation's infrastructure, providing small business tax credits, incentives, and targeted loan programs, and investing in renewable energies and alternative fuels such as ethanol and biodiesel will put Iowans back to work and create millions of 21st century jobs for decades to come. To summarize my support, I trust Congressman Boswell. Though I believe what's good for our district isn't always good for our country, I believe what's good for our country will always benefit our district. I trust him to listen to his constituents and place our interests above his party. I trust him to make sound, solid decisions void of any self-interest. And above all else, I trust him to always represent this state with honor and integrity. Thanks.
Was there any specific event that caused you to make this decision?
No, there wasn't. I had reached this decision in private shortly after the primary.
What does it say about the condition of the
I really don't think I'm equipped to answer that because I've not really been a part of the Republican Party in the state, as you know.
That's the basis of my question.
I don't know what this says about the Republican Party. I'm not here because of the Republican Party. This has nothing to do with the Republican Party and has everything to do with my support of Representative Boswell.
Is Brad too far to the right for you to be comfortable?
Yes.
And what kind of things would that be? Spending, social issues, anything?
I think on virtually all issues. But again, this isn't about any issues or concerns or problems with Brad's on per se. This is really about my support of whom I think is the best candidate to represent this state.
If you felt this way, I mean, again, why would you run for this office and seek to outseat the congressman if you felt so strongly in favor of him?
Again, because my decision to run for this office had nothing to do with Leonard Boswell. It was not a reaction to his involvement, to his record. It wasn't a reaction to any particular legislation, such as Obamacare, as it's referred to. It was driven by my desire to step forward with ideas and present those for a discussion, civil discussion, and to see where it led the campaign. And I think my involvement as the lone moderate in the group really brought everyone from the right towards the center, at least in terms of speaking to the issues.
So you're basically saying the Republican Party moved too right for you?
Yes.
Do you intend to remain a registered Republican?
I think if anyone has looked at my voting record over the years, you'll see that I've switched from Democrat to Republican, primarily driven by the primary process in this state. For those of you that don't know, if it's of any interest, at the time I declared my candidacy for the Republican Party nomination in this seat, I happen to be a registered Democrat. Right now, I happen to be a registered Republican, and I'm endorsing Congressman Boswell.
So you voted for people of both parties over the years.
Right. I believe that I focus on the issues and ideas, on character, and that's the way I vote my conscience. I don't vote along party lines, and had I received the GOP nomination, I would continue to proceed forward in the same fashion.
Congressman, do you think this race will be the toughest since you've been in office?
That's a fair question. Last reapportionment, I figured there'd always be a race here. You know, it's basically a definition of a swing district, so I've always expected to be challenged, and so I'm being challenged now, and I don't see it a lot different. I present myself to people, the things I stand for, and those of you in this room pretty much know what that is, and I feel comfortable with that. I feel comfortable with myself, and I think this is an extremely challenging time in our history. And how could I be more prepared when I look back at my own personal history to be ready for this moment?
The fact that you're standing here with Mark, I don't really recall in previous elections you had to bring a Republican supporter out. Does this show just kind of how tough the climate is?
I'll just take exception with that you didn't remember when I had to. Mark came to us. I didn't go to him. I didn't seek him out. He came to us, and it was a pleasant surprise, but I was happy to receive him to come, but we did not seek him out.
Other than the vote of Mark Rees, what other Republican do you think will change and vote for you as a result of today's announcement?
I haven't thought about it at all. I haven't given it one moment of thought. So this was a surprise. It was a welcome surprise, and simple as that.
Do you feel like independent votes or Republican votes are going to be key to a victory in November, or do you feel like you can carry it through with
You know, as you all know, there's a certain percentage of both the Republican and Democrats that are going to pretty much vote their ticket. And then those that cross over, which I have always attracted some, and even in the state legislature. And then there's the independents. And so that's a swing district. And I think I'm the right person for the moment and feel strongly about it, and it's our intention to win this election.